The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 10th of July. It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sungold, who's in here, is already just filling up the chat room with good ideas.
She fills
here
up the day with sunshine.
No, she does. What's the weather look like, huh?
Well, good morning, everyone. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, we have a scattered thunderstorms. I like T-storms. with our highs around 88. Isolated thunderstorms tonight, the mostly cloudy around 65. Throughout the weekend, looks like we have around 91 tomorrow with, again, slight chance of thunderstorms into Saturday night with our lows of around 66 with a slight chance of thunderstorms, then cloudy. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a temperature of around 90. Now, good morning, everybody. And the weather each and every time we read it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated. Love those words, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, we have so much going on today. It's a wonderful Friday, right, Carl? And we should kick off with our pet of the week.
We are. So, Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
Okay, now, okay. See, I've met somebody named Sheldon. I used to call you Sheldon, remember?
You know, Sebastian.
Sebastian and Sheldon, but I'd call you Sheldon. But now I know somebody
that's
named
your
Sheldon.
Alias.
So I'm calling him Spencer, and I introduce him as Spencer, and he just looks at me. I go,
Sheldon, here's Spencer.
It's a long story. Anyway, okay. So, Spencer.
So, this morning I brought with me Joy here. Joy is a 3-year-old pit bull mix that's been in our shelter for quite a long time now. She recently graduated from our Camp Love a Pet program, which means that she has 2 weeks of training under her belt. She knows all of her basic commands, and you can kind of hear her panting in the background.
Mm-hmm.
She knows all of her basic commands. She walks great on a leash. We have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older, just because she could easily knock over a smaller child.
Mm-hmm.
This dog absolutely loves water. I took her out to the Sacramento River Park not that long ago, and I had like 10 leashes tied together, and she was in the middle of the Sacramento River just swimming, and I'm calling her. She doesn't want to come back in. She was happy and content right out there swimming in the water.
So she's a water dog, and so if you have a swimming pool, it's even better then. If you're
yes.
out looking for your dog, you know, all you see is ears and a nose.
How are we going so far with the adoption rate with since you've been bringing animals on for KCNR?
We're doing great. We're batting 1,000. So.
I love that. So you always bring in really choice pets.
Yes.
You get to specifically pick them out. Or
yes.
personally pick them out each time you go on the television and the radio of the morning of, and usually those pets are adopted throughout the weekend.
Yes, yeah, it's a really great thing, you know, and that wouldn't be, we wouldn't be able to do that without the support of you guys. So.
Well, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the stations in town, a lot of the media in town is here behind this because it's a great program. We like to think that we have final say on it. Now, what are the things you got working on?
So right now we're running a red, white, and pit bull special where every pit bull or pit bull mix at our shelter is only $50 to adopt, and that's now through the 19th. It's a great deal. Pit bulls are great dogs. They have a bad rap, but, you know, come down and we'll give you, we'll bust some of the myths for you. We'll tell you the truth and the fact about them and you know, educate you a little bit.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, give us the hours and the phone number again.
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road between 11 and 5, Monday through Saturday, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Well, we love having the Pet of the Week on every Friday morning. Of course, we get to see you, Spencer, and always what animal you're going to bring in, what pet. Today you have Joy. But we love our partnership with the shelter, Haven Humane. We think you guys do a great job. And, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, there always has to be, you know, a shelter for those pets that Well, it's good for us, and it's good for them. So we appreciate that you guys give such a great service to our community.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your services as well.
It's nice of you to bring joy to our studio this morning.
Well, thank you. We hope Joy finds a forever home.
Yeah,
today.
Right.
That's right. What a good dog. Just sitting there.
Bring Joy home.
Watching the Bob back there. Because he was just kind of like, you know, I always kind of, at a corner of my eye, I'm always watching him, too. I'm not sure what he's going to do next. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer.
This is, by the way, Savannah.
Hi, Joy.
Hello, Savannah.
Good morning.
This is Savannah's last Friday with us.
This is my last Friday.
I've just been really having you, your images crossed my brain a million times, not realizing that today was the last Friday.
It went by fast.
and I mean, let's
how many years? It's been, what, 2 years?
2 years. Over 2 years.
Over
right.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since you wandered in here.
Yep. And you
tear
guys,
in your eye.
Yes.
Can I work here?
You've been a great addition.
Now we go, can you stay here?
No, we really, it's, you know, we like to see our people fly, you know, and you're graduated from Bethel, and now you have a full-time job doing production with Bethel, and we just really embrace you and wish you happiness and the very best, and that's all you can hope for your friends and your family and the people that work for you is just fly and be happy.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. When I told you guys, I mean, you guys were so supportive of me, you know, going to school full time and then being able to work. You guys worked around my schedule, and then when it was time to tell you that, oh, I found a full time job, you guys were like, oh, but so happy. So I don't know. This honestly, I've never had a job that I've enjoyed better than this one. So
well, thank you.
Just remember that. And think
we may
it.
Have to call you,
you
on
stop.
That.
You can come back and stop by anytime.
We have to call you and say, okay, see when somebody's having a bad day. See how nice Savannah was. She felt treated. She felt respected.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you. You know
this,
that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. And both, of course, we have a Sleep Number bed. And if anybody doesn't know that by now, you just got your head in a rock, but our Sleep Number bed is just spectacular. It's rated number one in the nation by Consumer Reports. They're guaranteed, made in America. My Sleep Number setting is 45. And your sleep, oh, I'm sorry, every difference, you know, hit the paper here.
Well,
your Sleep Number setting is
45. I moved mine around, so that's the beauty.
I dropped
of
yours to 40 last night.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
well, it was good, whatever it was. I conked out until, what, 5:30 this morning?
5:30 this morning. With the new Sleep IQ technology, they help you, too, when you can get on the new beds. And I tell you what, this bed is just fantastic. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, right now it just got a lot better because you can go on down to the Target Shopping Center where our Sleep Number store is, and it's the lowest prices of the season, and you can save $400 on a final closeout of a king or queen Sleep Number C4 mattress set. That's right. Sleep on your own firmness of your mattress. Why should it all be the same? You know what? You deserve the right to be able to sleep that way. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:30, we've got Colt 45's, a couple of players coming in. And at 8 o'clock, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We're going to ask a bunch of questions here about how much time are we really spending on voting about flags when we have things like ISIS.
Oh, my gosh, let's talk about that. Exactly.
We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the nation, right here in River City. That's right, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional is treating people well. A lot of things going on in the California. And let's go on into this. You know what? You want to start about flags. South Carolina is pulling down the Confederate flag, first time, you know, and it's been there for, what, decades. And California has now proposed a bill to change the names, remove the names of any Confederate figure or symbols from state-owned property. And you've got Fort Bragg, which was named after Braxton Bragg, who was a Confederate general. But they named the city, the town after him before the Civil War. In other words, he was one of the officers that came out and helped. That was along the California coast, and they named, you know, Fort Bragg after him. He went on to become a Confederate general. So they're saying that that shouldn't affect the city. But are we going – they're getting ready to dig up Bedford Forrest. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. It was General Nathan Bedford Forrest, Confederate general in Memphis. They have a big, they have a park named after him. I think they've changed the name of the park. Now they want to dig up his, him and his wife.
Their graves,
and move them, and also take down the statue or move the statue from the park that was there. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a hero to a lot of the Southerners. He was also, as we talked about yesterday, he was also a slave trader. He wasn't just like a planter who owned slaves, which he did, but he also was big in the slave marketing, buying, selling people. And then rumors were, it's never been conclusively proven, that he was a member, that he helped start the Ku Klux Klan. So there's a lot of things about Nathan Bedford Forrest that weren't good. And if you ever read a biography of him, this was a very complex man. From his era, he was a man of his era. I mean, and it was very well described, the men of the Southern planter mentality, I think, when talking about him. They were quick to take offense. They were, you know, hunting horses, you know, working type of people. He's a very complex individual. He fought duels with his own men during the war. So, But here's the thing is he's an easy target. But when you start wanting to take everything down, like our Congress actually spent time on whether they should have a Confederate flag flown in a federal cemetery where there's Confederate veterans buried or dead or buried. I don't know how much time you should be spending on this as opposed to spending time on ISIS, who is out killing people right and left, has taken over parts of Iraq and is a threat to us, or Iran, which we're trying to figure out what to do with them, or Greece, who's getting ready to default on all their money and all their loans, which could have a huge impact.
How about the technical glitches that just happened across the world?
How about this? How about the 21 million Social Security numbers and health records that were stolen by hackers out of the Office of Personnel Management? What about that? Now, these were the files that they were using for background checks for people getting high-level security clearances or just getting security clearances. So if you've ever filled out any of that paperwork, they put it all in there. Everything about you is in that clearance information because they have to know everything about you. So now that was just hacked in by the, and they're saying it's by the Chinese. 24 million files stolen. Well, stolen, the information stolen. That, to me, seems like maybe a slightly bigger problem than if you should fly a Confederate flag. And, frankly, I don't care if you fly a Confederate flag. And people are saying, oh, you know what, there's people who are, you know, they're racist. Well, I think maybe people should take a look at symbols and that people saw the rebel flag as just that, oh, I'm rebelling against authority. Now, some people don't, you know, some people are, you know, believe it's white supremacy and all that. But I think you need to take a look at it in perspective, and we were talking a little bit yesterday. Look at perspective from 150 years ago and perspective now. You can't do that. It's like looking back at World War II. There's got to be a perspective there. And we dropped an atomic weapon, a nuclear weapon on Japan. The perspective was from there is that we were going to cost 1 million casualties if we went into Japan, if we invaded Japan. So we dropped a nuke on it. And then 3 or 4 days later, dropped a second one because they didn't surrender. They'd surrendered at that point. It saved how many countless lives, and lives that have been lost, or men and women that have been wounded, you know, whole areas, you know, destroyed, the whole country destroyed. When you start getting into, you know, to rewriting history, when do you stop? Where do you stop? At what point do you say the American flag stands for imperialism?
Well, breaking news is that in South Carolina, they just have removed.
Right. Well, they voted to do that.
It is the breaking news, yes, but it officially happened.
And they brought the flag down. It was presented in a color guard to a museum because, really, it belongs in a museum. South Carolina has, there's other states that actually have part of the Confederate flag as part of their state flag, so that's going to be interesting. Oh, well. Now, but when you get into this, I look at this and, you know, of what you can say, what you can't do, what you can, you know, what can't be done. Then I look at the other headlines that same-sex partners have the same rights as heterosexual partners. So now Social Security benefits, veterans benefits, all of those. They're trying to figure out how they can make that work. And that's the law of the land. Meanwhile, a couple who were fined $135,000 because they said, I'm not going to bake a cake for your wedding because my conscience, my Christian beliefs say that I can't support this, you know, because it doesn't go along with what I believe and what I strongly believe. Well, they were fined $135,000 and they had to shut their business down. Now they're in danger of losing their home because they can put a lien against their home. Because they refused to bake a cake. And this is even the worst thing, they got a gag order on them saying they can't talk about it. I used to believe there was a First Amendment right here that you can talk about it. How can you have a gag order you can't talk about this case or what you were doing? Because there's a law in Oregon that says you can't say anything discriminatory. You can't say anything discriminatory. So if you talk about why you didn't bake a cake for a gay couple, then that becomes discriminatory and then you can't talk about it. I mean, at what point have we just reached that you can't have a view that's outside the media's viewpoint or a vocal minority's viewpoint? So now if a Christian speaks up and says, wait a minute, this is wrong. I don't believe in this. Can you have that right taken away from you because of a state law? There is still, there still is a Declaration of Independence. There still are a Bill of Rights. There still is a Constitution out there. So.
Hey, a couple other things in the news, too. You're right. These are thoughts to ponder. Ken Stabler, you talked about him last night, the quarterback.
The snake.
Rose to fame by leading the Oakland Raiders to victory in Super Bowl XI, died at the age of 69 yesterday, his family confirmed in a statement. He had been battling stage 4 colon cancer since February. I was head of the coach of the Raiders the entire time Kenny was there and led us to a whole bunch of victories, including one in Super Bowl XI. Former Raiders coach John Madden said in a statement, "I've often said if I had one drive to win a game to this day and I had a quarterback to pick, I would pick Kenny."
Well, Ken Stabler was kind of epitomized the Raiders back then. He would not really be studying the playbooks that much. He and the boys would be out in the bars the night before in many cases. As he said, "I used to study the playbook from the light of the jukebox." But Stabler was in that crew he had back then, and the Oakland Raiders were just they have the pirate symbol for a reason, and there Stabler was the captain of that ship. Colon cancer, and this is the part here. Is that colon cancer can be prevented if you get regular checkups and do colonoscopies. So I hope that people take this saying that here's Ken Stabler was a hero, an athlete. He was a tough guy and he walked his own line. But I think he epitomized the Oakland Raiders back in those days, and he did win a Super Bowl. He was a most valuable player. But he also for everybody is that you need to take care of yourself. And as we've had several oncologists in here saying that colon cancer is preventable if you have regular checkups. Okay. Yeah, that's too bad, because he came in a game, took over from, the quarterback and the quarterback that was in there, and they never looked back.
A couple other things going on in town, something that's really big. Bob Belongi was here. He would totally get into this. Comic-Con, it's just a planet within its own. But there's going to be a Comic-Con to be held at the Reading Library this Saturday from 11 to 4.
Comic-Con?
Participants will meet other fans of comic books and cosplay. Cosplayers of any and all fandoms are welcome to encourage to attend in costume. Admission is free. All ages are welcome, but children ages 13 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Also, of course, the Gin Games coming out this Saturday at Riverfront Playhouse. It stars Victoria Graham and Bob Corlock. It's a play up for just two with two people in it. It's going to be spectacular. This weekend, sold out show at the Civic, Dancing with the Stars. Really, the real cast is coming through. Very excited to be part of that. I'm going to get to interview some of the cast members before with the private reception that happens before they take stage.
They're having a dinner there.
Yeah, they have a dinner downstairs. But they did that for one of the Broadway musicals. And I want to encourage everyone to go to the Civic Center and look to see what their lineup is going to be. They've got some incredible shows happening. And if you buy your season tickets early, you'll get a discount. But anyway, so one of the shows that they brought in, recently sold out, again, is Dancing with the Stars, which will be Saturday night. And Clint Black is going to be at the Cascade Theater Friday, tonight. And there's also going to be Battle of the Bands set at Wind River tonight. That's Res Rock 6 concert will be held from 5 to 10. That's Saturday at Wind River. All kinds of things going on. Friday night in the park at Shasta Lake is going to be to bring lawn chairs, and it's going to be concerts and stuff like that.
Also, we have the Enjoy Night at the Movies or outside movies.
That's going to be, I think that's at Anderson Park starting
Anderson
tonight.
Park. Yeah.
And what was the movie? Let me think about that. They are going to be doing Christmas in July. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas or something.
That's
like
not
that.
Tonight. I'll have to look
tonight.
It up.
Hey, also at the Mount Shasta Mall, tomorrow's the last day. for remembering our fallen. It's a wall that's there, and it's a pictorial display of all those service people from California who sacrificed their lives for us. Sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Unit 2001, NorCal Veterans Historical Association. These are the ones that fought in after September 11th, 2001, ever since the attack there of 9/11. So all of this is at the Mount Shasta Mall. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:31 here today on the 10th of July. 65 degrees out there, possible rain today. It's going to be staying in the double digits until next week, but we're going to start going back up probably Sunday by around 98 again.
We have some ball players.
And we have some ball players coming in. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. 7:33 in the morning. It's currently 65 degrees. Scattered thunderstorms today with our temperatures around 88. Isolated thunderstorms tonight, then mostly cloudy with temperatures around 65. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with our highs of around 91. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night with our temperatures around 66. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, not just coffee, but cold drinks, beer, anything you could possibly imagine to put into your mouth. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California. Either. I mean, I could just say the whole state. Because that's what I like. It's a veteran-owned business. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. It's a great place. They do a lot for our community. what can I say? Tobacco and brew.
Well, lately we've had this great run, I think, from our Tiger Field and our Colt 45s. Take me out to the ball game. We're encouraging everybody that we talk to, like, hey, if you have never been to a Colt 45 game out of Tiger Field, it is just the best experience. It's so much fun, and it's great to see these guys really rip it up. So with us this morning,
we have the coach, Mike.
How's it going?
Walker.
Hey, Mike.
How
are you?
And we have Adam, Big Country. Let me see. Hornstra.
From Georgia.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Hornstra. Okay, Big Country here.
And he said, yes, Atlanta. Ma'am, to me this morning. I said, you're talking my language, boy.
So I'm getting over and hug you. She said, oh, my gosh, I'm back home. All right. Hey,
I'm fixing to go do something there today.
What?
You going to carry me over there or what?
Okay, I'm going to carry you down to the store.
Oh, we just love it. Okay, so anyway, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good year this year.
Yeah, it's going well so far. Really, really no complaints. The boys are playing hard, so can't really ask for much more.
Do you think maybe there's a little inspiration because you're so awesome?
No.
How'd you like that Friday
it.
Morning?
Get used to it. Okay, look,
well, you are awesome.
The coach,
you know, I think there's,
the coach is
he's
nice
turning
you.
Red,
he
but it'll
awesome.
Be like that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
thank
flush.
You. Thank you. Very awesome.
But, Mike, you have, I felt this new thing come in and this inspiration, and people are really digging the field. They're digging the park. They're digging the team. They're digging what's going on, you know, with really good food. I mean, you know, the stage is set, you know,
yeah.
And a lot of that has to do, of course, with good management.
Good management and good front office. So the field, like you said, looks great. The park looks great. The stadium's coming along really well. And things are just kind of coming together. So, you know, all these things come together, and all of a sudden there's a pretty good product out there. So,
well, you know, you've got a background in baseball. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we can't talk about baseball without saying something about Rick Pacetti, who was
right.
The one who's built this field, who has
worked
made
his
this,
tiny off.
It's like this field is a child of his.
Right.
Yes.
And absolutely.
It is.
I mean, he
is out there all the time. I mean, last week when we saw him. The man
and Patty,
sweated,
his
and
wife.
Patty, his wife, had sweated through his shirt at least twice because I saw he sweated through it and it kind of dried off and he sweated through it again. So,
yeah.
The man is trying to make he's trying to make something out of this.
Yeah, if you need to find Rick Pacetti, there's a pretty good chance he's at Tiger Field. So I mean, he's always down there working on it and getting in shape. He's doing a great job.
Okay, Adam, let's talk about Adam here for a second. Have you ever been out to Northern California before?
This is like my first time, kind of. Extending out in Northern California.
Okay, so you've been to California before this.
When you say extending, where were you before you extended to Redding?
I've been to San Francisco.
Oh, okay, well, that's a big extension.
Yeah.
Just to play on your word. So, Adam, what position do you play?
I'm a left-handed pitcher.
Oh, okay. Left-handed.
So
what does it feel like to be a lefty?
Feels awesome, knowing that you're just a little bit cooler than everybody else.
Well, you know, the Italian word for left is sinistra, you know, sinister. It's okay. But you're from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, you live with a family here.
Yes, sir, I do.
And that's all the players live with local families, right, Mike?
Everybody that comes here that's not from here ends up living with host families. And these host families just end up volunteering their homes for the summer. And they take us in. They a lot of times feed us and whatnot, and it's a wonderful thing for these kids to come in and experience these new people, and they're just so welcoming and so gracious to have
us. You can't
us.
Do it without the families.
Absolutely not. It wouldn't be around without the families.
So, Adam, how's your family?
My host family's awesome. Everything I could have dreamed for.
Is that right?
Yeah, Curtis Chow, just great people. Love the kids. They're awesome and everything. They take really good care of me.
So let's talk a little bit to Adam. I like to dig in a little bit. We did this with Mike last time. Did you grow up in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
So,
born and raised.
So when did you have an issue when you were in kindergarten or first? You know, am I left-handed or am I right-handed? I mean, I like to go back to what that was like to be a left-handed or a right-handed person and to play sports. Now you've got a different mindset, different, you know, don't you, gear?
Yeah. I don't know. I think if you ask anybody that's been around me, they'll probably tell you my personality has always been that of a left-handed pitcher.
Okay, so I wonder what that would be, like, if you used one word.
Quirky.
is quirky. Yeah. I like quirky.
I would have thought quirky. Isn't
it? I was going to say cocky, but that goes along with just, you know, playing good sports. But but quirky is fun because my brother's left-handed, and I think left-handed people
quirky.
They think differently.
Absolutely.
And he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor and all that.
So what are some of your favorite things to do in Reading, and what would be your favorite pastimes here?
Well, first off, I love Reading, to be honest.
Oh, thank you.
I love the nature and the scenery, you know, the mountains that's here. You know, we don't have those back east. But my favorite thing to do would probably be going up to the lake, Hickory Town Lake, or Whiskey Town Lake.
Whiskey Town.
And we go there, we play volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, we play beach volleyball out there.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Have you kayaked yet?
No, ma'am. We paddleboard.
Paddleboard, yeah. Fun. Okay.
Love
the water while you're here. Okay, just kind of curious as you embrace your summer while you're playing ball. So going through school, tell us about where did you go to high school?
I went to Riverwood International Charter School, which is in Sandy Springs, Georgia, just about 15 minutes north of downtown Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just finished my freshman year at Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
That must have been a change.
Yeah, it was
a little bit of a change. Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
So how do you get into Colt 45 or this league? How do you get into this league?
The main recruiter is Denny Brugman. And he does a really good job of bringing good kids to the program, good quality guys.
Well, Denny's from right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but the league itself must have been started when, years ago, decades?
The Horizon Air, it's been around for a while. I couldn't tell you the exact date, but there's a. I know I'm from Marysville, and the Marysville Gold Sox have been playing in the Horizon Air for, you know, a decade and a half probably.
So this was set up to let college kids play during the summer after their season was over, so they can get more experience, get to travel, and it's good for towns and it's good for the players. Mm-hmm. Then
keep your chops up.
Yeah. Right, we kind of try to set it up so that these collegiate players who have the goals and aspirations to go play at the next level will kind of get a feel for what it's like to play every day, what it's like to play with a wood bat. And so, you know, we kind of want to kind of mimic professional baseball in their life a little bit so that they can kind of get that picture.
Have you talked to your coach about them being in the minors? Because your coach played. He was signed in there.
Every now and then we kind of talk about it. We go back and
riding the buses and and you played for like 13 straight games or something, 13 straight days?
We got a stretch of 14 games, and we're, 10 games in, 11 games in. So, I mean, the thing about it is, if you're playing professional baseball, this is exactly what you got to be used to. I mean, it's not uncommon to play 18, 19, 20 days in a row. So,
Well, that's amazing. I always think of when we're sitting there complaining about the heat, I always think about you guys out there playing. You're dressed, you're in uniform, there's no place to hide, you don't have air conditioning, you're out on the field. And it's been up to, 116, 112, and you guys are out there playing. So, are you acclimated now to the heat?
Yes, ma'am, pretty much.
Do you have a pool where you go to the lake a lot? But curious with the hosting families, what do they give you, like, your own room, mm-hmm. but do you have to then take on the chores and responsibilities of that home?
Well, it's kind of different for every home you go to. But just for me, is like I kind of like to keep my space clean, you know. And it's like this family's, they're so nice for letting me come in and stay with them, you know. And I just try to keep it all kind of nice together and, you know, like that.
Now, so how many players do you have?
We got like 32 guys right now.
32 guys? Yeah. 32 families are out there?
No, some of these families will double up, so there'll be a couple. Yeah. And then some of the guys stay. Some of the guys are from Reading, so that they can
stay. Oh, that's right. In Palisadro. I know we've got a few players like that. Yeah.
How many would you say out of the team, Mike, would be that are not from this area?
16, 17.
Okay,
we've brought in a lot of guys.
So we need to really do a shout-out to the families because that's mm-hmm, a whole
absolutely.
Season, summer of hosting.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like having a foreign exchange student. We had a foreign exchange student when I was a freshman in high school, and she was from Belgium. And so it was very interesting for me, too, because I got to know the other foreign exchange students at that particular time. And it opened my world to people who spoke in different accents and so on and so forth. So now you're in California, you're getting to see the California way. Adam.
Yes, ma'am.
Take home your surfer shorts. And,
well, you see, your quirky Comic Con is going to have a thing here at the Reading Library over the weekend, if you're kind of Comic Con kind of guy.
Okay.
Mike, okay, you just got a few minutes left here. And Mike, the season's been good up to now. There's been, I think we lost a couple here, but then we've come back and smashed that last team.
like a girl smashed.
Well, it was like 13-2 or something like that, right? You need games like that now and then, right?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have a low stress.
Yeah, a low stress game.
High margin of victory.
I mean, you've had walk-off wins before too. I mean, Fourth of July. Fourth of July was a big game.
Oh, that was great.
Bases loaded. Okay. But what do you think rest of the season?
Nail biters this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think rest of the season? The season will be over on August 2nd,
yeah.
I think.
Mm. Yeah, we got less than a month.
That's right. Everything looking good?
Everything looks good. We got our pitching is coming along. It's tough because some guys have commitments where they need to go back to school, so maybe a couple guys will leave early. But we're keeping most of our core intact throughout the rest of the season, so I don't see any reason why we shouldn't keep playing like this.
Great. Okay, everybody, you can go down to Tiger Field. You can get. In fact, we have four tickets for this Saturday game for the Haven Humane is sponsoring. So we've got four tickets for Saturday. Give us a call, 605-4567. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Not a bad seat in the place.
You can get tri-tip. You can get chicken. They have all types of stuff, plus hot dogs and hamburgers.
And snow cones.
Wine,
that's
beer.
A killer.
And it's a great game. And, I mean, the kids are good out there. I say kids. The young men are out there. Mike always has everything under control.
I do my best. Sometimes I do a little.
The last time he was on the show, he says, well, I haven't been thrown out of a game. And then that night.
Yeah, that night was
that
the first
one. So, yeah.
What's that feel like?
It's normal. Sometimes as a manager, you just got to do it. So I don't think it's, you kind of have to do it for your players, because if you're not going to get on the umpire as a manager, then the rest of your players are going to do it. And it's better coming from one guy than it is coming from 32 other guys, because but then things
then,
can get
then you
out
lose.
Of hand.
You've got to be the leader.
And
there's, like
and you all have had a couple of bench people, everybody coming out to discuss things.
But the bench is clearing?
Right.
It happens. It happens from time to time,
The bench is clearing.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get a group of competitive kids,
Yeah.
All little type A's out there.
Bring it on,
there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're happy and they're exuberant, and it's like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
We support
here.
You. We admire you.
Yeah,
and
we do. We
want you to have a great experience, Adam and Mike.
That's right. Our coach, Mike Walker, and Adam Biggs. Big Country Hornstroff, Atlanta, Georgia. Big Country. All right. Yeah. When are you pitching again, son?
Probably sometime tomorrow or Sunday.
Okay, Saturday or Sunday. All right.
Life
might be
a reliever.
Good.
Yeah. Life a reliever. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Get ready, Northern California fight fans. The NorCal Tough Man competition is coming to Reading at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Room Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man competition. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Saturday night, July 25th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters. Going to war. Fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. And yes, we've got ladies fights too. Don't miss this event. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now. Online or at the River Club.
Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30. And 20 for silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with the NorCal Toughman Competition. Live Saturday night, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30 with fights starting at 7:30. For competitor information, call Mike Brown, 541-826-2127. Or visit RogueFights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 65 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock here on July the 10th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods, family-owned business here out at Bella Vista and 299 in Deschutes. They've got it all. Today, Fridays, there's big barbecue day out there, plus any type of cold drink. 1,000 cold drinks there. 250 different types of beers and liquor and wine choices. Daily deli specials under $5. And, of course, the barbecue. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The barbecue they have out there is just simply outstanding. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. It can has everything you want. It's locally owned. It is absolutely clean to the max in there, and the people are super friendly. You can't ask for a better place to shop than Mighty Fine Foods out in Bella Vista, 299 and Deschutes Road. Though the flag went down, I see that. Here's something. Private security firm has been hired in Reading to what? Okay, what's that private security firm hired to do? That's right. They're driving around with their video cameras, seeing who is wasting water.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. We have the water police. We have people we are paying to do that when we need cops. We need community service officers, and now we're hiring a private security firm to drive around with video cameras to see who's wasting water. And you know what you get for this? If they catch you the first time, You get a warning. You get two warnings. Then you get a $50 ticket. So how much do you think we're paying these guys and girls to drive around with their video cameras, making sure that we're watering the right amount or on the right days? I don't know. But isn't this something we should call and ask our friendly city manager?
Representative.
Kurt Starman. How about our city council? How much are we paying for this? There is a audit going on. You know, the battle that the Downtown Reading Business Association is doing with has had with the city, mainly Kristen Schrader, and who's doing this, has led this. So they voted to do away with the Downtown Business Association. They did away with that, the bid, and now they've hired an auditor for, and this is the approximate amount. $4,000 to look at the books of the DRBA in the bid. They ever make is $32,000. They wrote 20 checks in a year, and that's what they're looking at. We're not even looking at the whole 20 checks. They're looking at probably about 10 checks for a nonprofit who doesn't have to report. So the city is paying around $4,000 to have this audited. I mean, isn't this interesting too? I mean, and when you call a city councilman about it, he didn't know anything about it. He had to go find out about it, that they're doing this. But this thing with the city water police, I'm just wondering how much that's going to cost and how what's that going to do. So just to let everybody know that if you have an even numbered, let me find my article here about the okay, here it is. Even numbered addresses may water on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Odd number addresses may water Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
I guess we need to change that for hours.
Well, we need to change one of them. I think we've got one.
Day?
I think we've got one side that somehow is off. But it only waters. You know, it waters three times a week. It just may be one part of the sprinklers.
Right, but if a phantom camera comes by.
Okay, nobody may water on Mondays. Watering is allowed from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. No runoff allowed. No runoff? Okay. Conspicuous watering of streets and sidewalks prohibited. All right. You've been warned. Here come the water police. Ask your city council person how much they're charging for the water police. Ruth, let's go to the phones.
Hi, Carl. I wasn't going to say anything, but isn't it a smarter thing to do to contract out to, security guards who are typically paid minimum wage and can go around the city? Then they don't have the benefits that people scream about, that they don't have, you know, they've done efficiency with the cities and cut people back so far that hiring somebody at a lower level or a lower pay, not paying benefits, put kids to work or whatever. Isn't that kind of a smart thing to do?
Okay, putting kids to work is, you could do that. Or what about these? Aren't there people driving around the city all the time? Like the meter watchers, the trash guys, and all that. Can't they have a secondary job saying if you see something like this going on, just write it down for and send it on up.
I think you're right about that. But the other part of that is that they have jobs to do as well, and we've piled a lot more jobs on them since the city's cut back. And I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate here, but. Isn't that the smarter thing to do than pay benefits and that sort of thing?
Well, the point is
other people, don't they get, because I call in when I'm on the trails and I'm walking down hilltop and that sort of, I call in and I have an expectation that they're going to notify people that, hey, your sprinklers are going off in the street and that sort of thing. So I will call in and make, not a complaint, but just say, hey, they may not be aware it's going off at 8 o'clock and it's flowing into the street or something like that. So,
well, how about this?
My part.
How about that's your part? Well, then why don't we do that? Why don't we do volunteers? Ask for volunteers first. Try on a volunteer basis. And as Sungold said, is that they used to have organizations like this in the city that would take a look at what's going on and do it for free. I mean, if people care, and there's a lot of people that could volunteer for this, did they even try and look at that first so it wouldn't cost any money?
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm just saying that, if they're going to have some sort of action where the city has to take action and possibly impose a fine because of the water regulations, then I don't see why stubbing it out is a bad thing. That's just my
Well, point. Okay, if as long as the city would take a look at subbing other things out, like, cutting grass and doing all those other things. But
yeah, and I think the efficiency study made point some of that stuff out because a lot of cities are contracting out. So,
well, you know what? If they're contracting out to do the water thing, I understand what you're saying, Ruth. But let's take a look at it too. Is how much is it costing to do this? And what are we? What are the goals here? I mean, I would like to see what happens after a month of them being out there. But I also would like to see them try and do something that doesn't cost money. If you're going to spend money, why not be on a community service officer at the police department? Something like that.
It's good to be the king, Carl.
It's what?
It's good to be the king. In Carl's world, it would be volunteers and all kinds of stuff. So.
Well, I'm just saying this. Anyway. I think we ought to try things before we start hiring people. Anyway, I understand what you're saying. No, and if it comes down to it, yes, it would be better to hire people that you don't, you pay them $10 an hour and they just go around and drive around and do that. I can understand that. Yes. Okay, so I will agree with that portion of it.
Okay,
right.
Thanks, Ruth.
You bet.
Well, and she's right, but I think there's other ways to do it. I mean, and then what are the bottom lines on this? What is there something that says how much how much, you know, water we're supposed to save, how long does this last, is this going to be forever? I mean, what's the bottom line on this, as there, except that we're hiring the water police? All right, we got to run. Congressman LaMalfa, hopefully we'll be calling in at 5 after when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock here on the 10th of July.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the South Carolina State House this past hour, the Confederate flag was lowered from the grounds to the cheers of thousands of people gathered around, ending its 54-year presence there. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said the actions of those killed at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church last month show people what true love and acceptance really look like, as she appeared on NBC's Today Show.
After the emotions come down, after everybody looks back, they're going to look back to the fact that 9 people accepted someone into a church that didn't look like them, didn't sound like them, and prayed with him for an hour.
And Haley says that taking the flag down was the right thing to do. It will be located in a nearby museum now. The crowd chanted USA and hey, hey, goodbye as the flag was being lowered today. U.S. wholesalers boosted their stockpiles in the month of May by the largest amount in 6 months, while sales rose by just a modest amount.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles increased 0.8%, while sales were up 0.3%. The strong increase in inventory building in May suggests that businesses are growing more confident about the future. The decision to accelerate inventory stocking would provide support for overall economic growth. The May advance in stockpiles left inventories at the wholesale level at a seasonally adjusted $449.8 billion, 3.8% below a year ago.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting, also at SRNnews.com. It turns out that some 21 million government workers had their information hacked in that massive hacking attack earlier this year. And Catherine Archuleta is the director of the Office of Personnel Management.
Some records also include findings from interviews conducted by background investigators, and approximately 1.1 million include fingerprints.
The top 3 Republican leaders in the House, meanwhile, are calling on President Obama to fire the director. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the great principle of equality set forth by the Declaration of Independence.
Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver built to guard or protect an apple of gold, the apple being the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights to all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
The House is poised to give a big boost to the search for cures to thousands of diseases.
The 21st Century Cures Act will provide billions of dollars for research into new cures and efforts to speed up the approval process for new drugs. The measure is expected to sail through the House with bipartisan support. Colorado's Diana DeGette.
This really is an extraordinary effort that we've made, and it really is Congress at its best.
Critics argue the bill takes away safety mechanisms designed to protect the public, but it's expected to easily pass.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Kentucky's governor told a county court clerk he should either issue homosexual marriage licenses or resign, but Casey Davis says he'd rather go to jail.
Nature's law will supersede any law that man puts on a piece of paper. That's why I've taken the stand that I've taken.
And Davis says he will not comply with a recent Supreme Court order legalizing so-called homosexual marriage. This is SRN News. In Washington, state officials have identified the woman who was killed when she was crushed by ice and rock that fell inside the ice caves that people like to travel to up there. The 34-year-old Anna Santana lost her life in the accident. Her cousin is Sandy Gomez and says her cousin was a wonderful, caring woman.
She was a committed person, and something like this shouldn't have happened. I mean, she was youthful. She was funky.
Five others were hurt on Monday when the Big Four ice caves partially collapsed. Three Midwestern sisters who were missing for days in a rugged Wyoming stretch of wilderness have been found alive and well. Eric Andrew Scherer says his three daughters are just fine.
The girls are in good spirits. They were running a little bit short on food, but other than that, they're in good physical condition.
The three were found in the Bridger-Teton National Forest, about 15 miles southeast of the resort town of Jackson. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning here, July the 10th. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Of course, they roll into hundreds of others. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Savannah on her last Friday here. And of course the lovely Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. 65 degrees. And, of course, we look out at the skies and we see that there's about a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms. On my way to work today, it was raining on my car. Our highs today are going to be 88, isolated thunderstorms tonight, then mostly cloudy with temperatures around 65. Saturday calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms with 91. And then Sunday, mostly sunny 90, which is wonderful. Because, please, I just want to encourage you, if you're thinking about doing something that where you have a beautiful view, great food, great ambiance. Sunday, the month of July, I'll be singing out View 202 on the veranda, which is a perfect temperature. They also have misters, so when it gets hot, last Sunday was beautiful, and we had the veranda was full. It got a little warm. They put the misters on. It was great. Bottomless manmoses, bottomless mimosas, and a brand new brunch menu with Chef Dustin Heisler's wonderful eight different kinds of eggs Benedict. And I'll be out there with my jazz trio with Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, singing from about 11:30 to 1:30. But brunch begins at 11. We go from 11 to 2. So come on out to the View. It's really good times. Very reasonable too. If you're thinking about a budget, eggs Benedict is like $9. So it's nice, isn't it, Carl?
It is. It's great. Give them a call at 226-8439, 226-8439, and for Sunday brunch. I tell you, you're going to have a good time. It's great. Service is good. The food is outstanding. And, of course, Linda is – you get Linda, too. Okay, we're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to be calling in here back from D.C. I'm sure there's a number of things they're working on, but there's some things we can talk about. Here's some things that have come in over the chat room since we started talking about the water police. How about, let me see, isn't Sunday the day you can't water? Right, Sunday you can't water. How about just no water police? And let's put black armbands on them, or maybe blue armbands for water. I mean, really, the all-seeing nanny state is okay. Just as long as they are cheap. How about the citizens doing their own regulating? We don't have enough money. We are broke. We don't have money for enough officers, but we hire security firms. Did it go out to bid?
Yeah, interesting.
The thing is all the comments you saw when it was in the paper, too, were like this. Like, really, do we have to – I mean, have we reached that point yet that we've got to put water police, that we're hiring people like this? Everybody, you know, they thought that they were – you know, everybody was saving water. I would try – you know, just me. If you're going to hire somebody, yes, you hire an outside agency. So you don't have to pay the – you don't have to add to the unfunded liability problems we're having. But still, I think there's other ways to do it, too.
Well, it's very interesting, too, because our weather has been so unpredictable. And one of the articles that came up today that I, you know, out of Sacramento, there's a growing evidence California could see an even stronger El Nino event this winter than the 1997 one that caused massive flooding across Northern California. My parents were flooded, and that happened in Sacramento and Yuba City. Stunning images from Japan's 8-weather satellite just activated Tuesday shows what could become a historic El Nino in full bloom. Almost all models are showing consistency that we're seeing a stronger and stronger tendency for that to hold in place through the winter season. It could rival out of 1997. In recent days, cyclones and typhoons, including one mammoth storm heading towards China with cloud cover the size of Texas, have helped shift the trade winds from west to east, pushing warm subsurface water toward the south of South America and making it all but certain that El Nino event would at least could last through the fall.
Well, I tell you what, we talk water. We've got a man on now that's just been talking water now for the last several years that we've known him, and is going to talk more about water today, plus a number of other things. That's our Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Sound like you're on the run, or is that just us?
No, I just we're just an amendment up on the floor while I was coming on, so I just got that vote done. So anyway.
Okay. The one of the things I just saw was the water. That
it's coming down still, or what?
Well, it has been. It's been raining here for a couple of days, which is just outstanding. But about the bill you're working on and what y'all are just pushed through on from the House about water and reservoirs and all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is part of a overall strategy in water here. It's more direct drought relief for California right now. The 2898 bill, which it's still amazing that we can sit in committee and fight over that doesn't have enough environmental stuff in it, or doesn't have enough opportunity for people to sue over it, or you know, to clog it up in public hearing timelines, where it already takes years and years and years to wade through anything, whether we're talking that or forestry or what have you. But this is a good bill to streamline authorization of water projects, as well as smarten up on the allocations for what water we have left over. They still want to dump a bunch of water, like for example down the Trinity River, to help in some way a fish run there versus in actual listed fish that are in the Sacramento River. So there was actually a nasty little editorial in the newspaper a couple weeks ago about my amendment on that, so you know, I think they're wrong again. But that said, especially we're talking drought period here, so we want to keep the water that we have left, what little we have left, allocated towards things that have the best possible outcomes for people, for agriculture, or for whatever environmental purposes are going to be the most productive. And they want to just keep operating on the environmental side as if there's nothing going on with the drought. So it's, you know, the breakdown of water use in California runs more or less along the lines of 50% goes for environmental habitat type use, 40% goes for agriculture, used to be, and 10% for urban use. Agriculture has already seen giant hits the last 2 or 3 years that aren't really being talked about this year. And so those numbers have even changed a little bit there. So.
Yeah, the last figures I saw was something like 40-41% is used for agriculture. And everybody used to say, oh, 80% of the water goes to agriculture. Well, that's not true.
Well, see, that 80% number is the number that is you would take out of the portion that humans use, okay? If you have a whole 100% water pie, 50% environmental. The other 50% is what people use. So, yes, of that 50%, 80% would be that, and 20% would be urban use.
Uh-huh.
So it depends how you play the stats. Well, they forget to talk about the 50% that they take off the table in the discussion, which is environmental water. So it's 40% of 100 or 80% of 50%, if that makes any sense. And well, that's what the New York Times and others are out there trying to push, and that we have to try and dispel, because you know, they seem to be taking leave of the truth.
Well, how long do we have you, Congressman? Because
being and out of here on a couple of votes, but we can go a while.
Okay, because I've got a bunch of questions up here and people on the lines and all that.
Sure.
Let's take a quick break here, and then we can get right back to Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane right here. Give them a call at 222-8222. Whether you want short or if you want pistols or long guns, any type of shooting accessories, go to Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, right here in town, Bastiani Arms.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hi, this is Aaron Walton, branch manager at Plumas Bank here in Reading. As a proud sponsor of the Colt 45 summer baseball season, we know how important it is to support our community and local businesses. Plumas Bank is here to help you and your business succeed. Give us the opportunity to earn your business. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall, and just down the street from the ball field. We can come to you. Call us today at 246-2364.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. 10 July, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 if you need anything to do with your air conditioning needs. They're the ones that can do it. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a caller here. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
The trade rep has said that, you know, he expects the TPP to be submitted formally to Congress by year's end, and every revelation that we get of what's in the TPP, you know, provides additional reason to vote no, and yet Boehner seems to want to railroad this thing through and ram it down people's throats.
That's not true at all.
That's not true at all.
We've had recently to provide for a process.
Okay, Charles, just hang on. Okay, Congressman, Charles has said this is being pushed real hard by the Boehner.
Yeah, no, TPP is not being pushed by anybody. TPA was the ground rules for by which we would negotiate any trade deal, and puts constraints on the trade representative and the White House from dealing with it as they see fit on their own. It would actually require any proposal to be brought back in front of Congress and in front of the American people, where it can be reviewed, seen, read, what have you, for at least 60 to 90 days beforehand. So if the TPP is negotiated by them by the end of the year, we're all going to get a really good chance to look at it. Right now it's behind the scenes. I have to go down in the basement of the Capitol Visitor Center to review it by myself. I can't take a phone. I can't take any notes. So it'll be a public process whenever it comes out. I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have to sign a form that says, since it's an ongoing trade negotiation, that I'm not supposed to talk about publicly what's in there so far, but I will tell you that I don't like a lot of the provisions that are in there, and I don't intend to vote for it as is. Now, it could change if it's negotiated into a good trade deal. If good trade is good for America, then, hey, maybe we got something to talk about. But there's a long ways to go with TPP. TPA is actually, and there's been a lot of misconception about it, is the ground rules that we agree are good and actually constrains the president and the trade representative to do a much more public access, public process for it. So, you know, Boehner's not shoving anything down anybody's throat. If people would quit wasting time worrying about what Boehner's doing and this and that instead of more worried about what the president's doing and what the left is doing, we might be a little farther ahead in this discussion.
The TPA, when it goes back, when Congress can look at it, is that the simple yes or no, up or down, on the when they do the agreement on whether they can go move forward with it?
Right, they'll come forward with a proposal, and if it's good for trade, if it's good for the U.S., we can go up, and if we don't like it, we go down, send them back to the table, do it over again.
Okay, and then TPP.
Or, you know, we can advise them, hey, what things we don't like, and they can try and negotiate that. You know, they are negotiating with a lot of other countries, other national interests too. So at some point, maybe it's unnegotiable, and we have to decide if whatever package is the end package is good for us or not. I'm not here to promote anything that isn't good for America and American trade.
The TPP still has not come out. That won't come out till later on this year.
Everybody's out there saying we've already voted for the TPP. It got crammed through. It hasn't even been voted on yet. It hasn't even really been a. It's not a final proposal that anybody could look at. It's negotiated. And so your caller there, he pointed that out. If there's a bunch of people that say, you know, that they think TPP has already been the done deal, we did it in the middle of the night, we didn't even read it before we voted for it. So, you know, there's a lot of misconception around this sort of thing. But if you look at what the TPA is about, I'll tell you the bill numbers, House Resolution 1314. And it lays the ground rules that are actually good ground rules for any of these negotiations we'd have, whether it's on the Pacific Rim or with Europe or the other one. So, you know, and it's not new ground. It's just the House has put its stamp on it, saying we want to be sure we have accountability from the president, whoever it may be, to bring this back by what their trade representatives put together.
Okay, so the TPP still is under the is under wraps. Nobody can look at it. You can look at it. You just can't take notes on it.
Yeah, we can look at it, which isn't the greatest way, but, you know, again, they will bring us a final product should they finish negotiating, and we will have a public process to review it and take the thoughts and concerns of our constituents as well as the ones that
So we'll be able to read that too then?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, all right.
Under TPA, okay? Under the TPA.
What I mean, but when you have the TPP, the one that you are going to vote on, is...
Yeah. If it even comes to a vote, it might be so bad it doesn't even get here.
Oh,
but because of the rules under TPA, we will have that vote. We will have that public review period we have to do it. It won't be just like, hey, we got like 7 days to decide, and hardly anybody gets to have any input on it. So, you know, it's a cleaner process, and people should be happy about it.
It won't be like Obamacare. We have
to pass it, sir.
See what's in it. Okay.
Or that Supreme Court. We haven't talked since the Supreme Court, have
no,
we?
No, but that's because I've got. Well, let's talk Supreme Court, because I've got also questions on sanctuary cities. I tell you, that's lit up our chat room, too.
Yeah, I would hope, yeah.
Okay, the Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare, has upheld gay marriage.
Hey, hold on. I better get my vote done here. Hold on, please.
Okay. He's got a vote. So I assume he knows what he's voting about. And he can just go yes or no.
All right.
Okay, how do we vote?
We voted aye on the 21st Century Cures Act, H.R. 6, which helps streamline the process to bring pharmaceuticals to the market instead of, 10, 15, 20 years. It helps put some more constraints on the National Institutes of Health, refocusing it. It basically, we'll have to get you the rundown on that if you're interested here, but it's a good measure that's going to help do some cleanup in the healthcare system here and make some more things available for research on some of these incurable diseases, make them, it's a longer story. We'll have to do that on a different day when I have have it more in front.
I know that it takes a long time to get a drug, through the whole process onto the streets to help people, even though they're using it in Europe already. Okay, let's talk about this. The problem with these two Supreme Court decisions has had a huge impact in our country, or will have a huge impact.
Well, there was actually more than two. There's four of them really in a few short days.
Well, the HUD one too is scary.
One was good. One actually was good. It reeled in the EPA from being able to do these things it does without having some kind of cost analysis of that. But there were three bad ones. One of them was on this redistricting commission thing, which, there's people looking at it both ways. Redistricting commissions in Arizona and one in California, the Arizona one being ruled upon. And it's tough because the people are the ones deciding on the commissions, but also it goes against what's written in the Constitution, where legislatures will be the ones to ultimately make the decision on it. So some modifications need to be made to that, to make that in the Constitution. So the court acted outside the Constitution in the ruling. But the bigger issue you want to talk about is the second round on Obamacare and probably the homosexual marriage ruling as well, right?
Yeah. And there's another one, which I think could also come back to bite, is this one on HUD.
They can refine
how they want suburbs and places and cities to be built and who can build there.
That's really disturbing because that's a property values issue. That's a local zoning issue. And the federal government doesn't need to be socially engineering where and how building is done. It's already hard enough at the local level without having to have 3,000 right. miles away. And then, again, social engineering, what neighborhoods are supposed to look like, regardless of how it's feasible or if it's affordable or not. It's just a signature of this administration that they want to push that HUD thing through.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Obamacare one for a minute here. So what we had now is that the court ruled by 6-3. You had two so-called Republican appointees that went along with the idea that if the state hadn't set up an exchange, then the federal government can do it and still be called the state exchange. And that was a big reach. With what basically congressional intent, or which wasn't even written in the law. I mean, you kind of have to interpret the laws as written. But this is what they meant to do. This is what they should have done. It was inartfully drafted. Well, that's legislating on the bench on the fly, and that's really, really dangerous. And so, that combined with the homosexual marriage ruling here is really looking more like a Supreme Court constitutional crisis they're bringing upon us, because those are two very aggressive decisions against the rule of law and the people's voice on.
Is this the beginning volley on a war? And I don't want to put a lot of hyperbole in this, but is this a war on Christianity that if you believe this, if you believe strongly in your convictions in churches and in the faith of people, that they can be now sued to change?
Well, that's what a lot of people believe. Even a couple of the justices believe is the next round is that now will churches be forced to perform those even against their moral conscience there. And we'll see on that. We do have the Hobby Lobby decision, which gave some power back to having individual religious freedom to to not have to do certain things, whether Hobby Lobby being that the store that.
Yeah, that was it. Was a public. It was a private business being, and they and he has his own. You know, he was not forced to buy a birth control and all this kind of thing.
Didn't want to have to provide. Right. This, they provided many, many birth control ads. They just didn't want to have the abortion-related
right.
ones that they had to provide. I mean, I think there was a list of 16 different items that were somehow related to that. They would provide 12 of those items
that's
under
right.
the benefit that the health package had. But in their conscience, they said, we don't want to do the ones that are called the abortifacients, which actually cause, like the day-after pill and the other things.
Right.
That they thought they just strongly objected to that. And so that was the first round, I guess, for the people that have that moral code. But will you see churches being forced into now this marriage situation? And I think it kind of is becoming open season on Christians, maybe not necessarily by the Supreme Court, but it certainly is in the media, and the aggression you see by the left, you know, domestically and around the world. It's popular to do that now. And with all this talk earlier of individual rights and all that, they've thrown that out the window on
several occasions. Hey, I tell you, we need to take a quick break here, Congressman. We'll be right back after this. We have people lined up to talk to you. Plus, we haven't talked about the sanctuary cities and all the time we're spending on flags as opposed to other things that may be a little bit more important than that. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:32 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, a great place to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Congressman. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
I do, very quickly. I know that President Obama in his presidency has only had 4 bills come across his desk that he vetoed, while Reagan had over 75. I know the process that requires a bill to go before the president's desk, and I know that we've got Boehner and McConnell leading the pack. While we're fiddling around with this flag business and all this kind of stuff, why aren't we putting more bills out there to put him on the record? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, Howard, thank you. Congressman, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. It's still very difficult to get meaningful bills through. We can get them through the House, Getting them through the Senate requires 60 votes. There's 54 Republicans, therefore they have to find six Democrats to put out a bill of any, well, any, to get the 60 votes to move it. And so the Democrats have been very strident in most of what they do, and so to get those six votes, you have to have something that is pretty compromised by that point. And, you know, people want us to work in a bipartisan fashion, but they also want us to move legislation that actually causes something to improve in whether we're talking economy or, you know, fixing Obamacare. Well, they're not going to allow anything to happen on Obamacare because they're lockstep on that. It's the president's signature thing. If it got to his desk, but I agree with the caller on that. Let's put more things on the president's desk that he has to look at the American people, say, I vetoed this for this reason or that reason, and, you know, whether it's Keystone Pipeline, that's one of the ones we got done out of the chute. It took a month for the Senate to process the Keystone Pipeline, whereas as soon as it hit the president's desk, he vetoed it. So, well, now he's on record with having had to veto the bill after a process by both houses. So I'm as frustrated by as anybody else, as your callers, anybody else, that we can't move more and get that on the get that stuff on his desk and make him be accountable in front of everybody. Mainly, I guess, where that buck stops is that how come there's not six Democrats in the U.S. Senate that can join with the type of reforms, the type of priorities. Right now, funding for the troops and the military is being held up over there because Harry Reid and others say it's not a big deal, it's not important. And so why aren't the Democrat senators being...
jumping on that one. Well, Congressman Reid, when he was the head of the Senate, he pulled this thing where he said they could make for any bill, they could make it so it's a 51-50 or 51-49.
On confirmations of appointments, yes.
Yeah, but you can do that on anyone, can't you? Can't you take, well, I mean, if they wanted to.
It's called the nuclear option, right, when you start doing that, yes.
But you can do them for individuals. It doesn't have to be sweeping. You can do it for this one. They can suspend it for that, for each bill, from what I understand.
Well, we're probably getting to the point that the Senate needs to be thinking about, are we going to get something done, or are we going to go with the way it's been done before? And if we want to fix the country, maybe that's what it takes. That's what they're going to have to contemplate.
I think they're going to have to step out there and do something, because otherwise, if everything is held up like that, then we need to do what the Democrats did. You know what? Everybody squealed about it. Now let them squeal. Okay.
Hey, Carl, I got to apologize here. I've run myself out of time, and I have to run. So,
can I get one comment on sanctuary cities?
Sure. You want a comment for me?
Yeah, I would like a comment from you.
Is it from a caller? I didn't know what you meant.
No, from you. A comment on the sanctuary cities where they're now it looks like it's bipartisan to the point where people are saying, you know, why are we doing this?
It's just mainly the San Franciscan Democrat politicians that are, which they all are, that are holding out on that. Kamala Harris, who wants to be your U.S. Senator, I don't know if she's backtracked yet, but she was defending it there for a while. I think it's horrific, and this is a prime example of what's been ignored on this immigration problem for years anyway. And now we're seeing it come through in spades, unfortunately, at the cost of innocent life, Catherine Steinle there. And others, and many others.
Many others.
And so now it's becoming right there on the front page in front of everybody, just like California's drought is, that everybody can understand that we need to do something about immigration that isn't just the so-called comprehensive immigration reform that basically legalizes everybody that's here illegally and move towards enforcing the border and having law enforcement have the tools what it needs. I had a one-minute speech on this you could probably see on my website if you care to, where I laid some of this out too. So I'm as frustrated by it, and I think maybe now we can finally move the ball. Unfortunately, it came at the cost of innocent life to do it. So, but there's people fired up, and I think even some bipartisan reluctance from some of the Dems that have supported this or, you know, defended it in the past that it's indefensible. So I think we can move this ball finally.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us, Congressman.
Thank you so much.
Sorry to fail here.
No, busy doing your duties. Thank you.
What is it? Never apologize for doing your job?
Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Doug. Okay. You know, I wanted to get with him for several other things, but, you know, let's just face it. The Congressman is on with us every month, and sometimes we have to move the days around. Usually it's the first Friday of each month, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And when he's here in town, we usually get that hour with him. So we appreciate that. You know, it's just like with Brian Daly. You know, frankly, all of our politicians, whether they're national or state or county, city level. Or we have access to them. You know, we may all just butt heads now and then, but we have access.
And Charles, I'm sorry we didn't mean to cut you off. There it seems to be an overlap that happens occasionally with a caller on the phone, and when we've got two calls coming in together, people have a tendency to talk over each other, and it's confusing to the listener. So we got your question in. I know that you wanted to elaborate on that, but, you know, that's what happens here with our system. When we come back from the break...
Which is in another 8 minutes.
Right. I want to talk about something that's...
Well, we can talk about it now.
Well, I want to have... Is the music cued?
She's ready.
All right. Let's play that same song. Omar Sharif, the Egyptian born actor with the dark, soulful eyes who soared to international stardom in the movie epics Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago, died today. He was 83 years old. He died of a heart attack in Cairo Hospital. His longtime agent, London-based Steve Kennis, and the head of Egypt's Theatrical Arts Guild, told the Associated Press the actor also been suffering from Alzheimer's. He was known, of course, for those roles, also because he could adapt to so many different kinds of nationalities. He also was a world-class bridge player. At the end of his life, he lived in a hotel at the Royal Mankian Hotel in Paris. And he said, when you're older and you live alone and you're not young, it's good to live in a hotel. But for many, many years, he was, you know, known as the dashing. One of my favorite movies, and I always keep it, is Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia. They're two of the epic movies I love to watch a time and time again, starring Omar Sharif. God bless, and thank you for the wonderful art and what you shared with our world.
And he played a Jewish gambler in the movie Funny Girl. They wouldn't show it in Egypt.
I didn't know that Nikki Arnstein was Jewish. I guess Nikki Arnstein, the name.
Arnstein.
Yeah. Well, when she's right. Nikki Arnstein. Yeah, when she sings them, what a beautiful, beautiful name.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's art. And, you know, he was in a lot of different movies. But yeah, I think you always remember him in those spectacular ones. He was in others that weren't quite as good. But no actor has ever hit 100% except perhaps John Wayne. That's just a personal thought here. Just a personal thought that John Wayne never made a bad movie. He made some that were better than others, all right? But he never really made a bad movie. Let's talk about a community grant program from Dignity Health here in, right here in the North State. You're making a difference where it matters most, and they can help. The community grants program from Dignity Health North State supports local nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, they've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th, which is next week, is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114. That's 225-6114 if you want to apply for these grants that Dignity Health North State has been putting out, the community grant program. All right. Other things that are happening here, we've had a number of people are commenting about, they were upset that if you can't have water on Sundays, it means the water slide's gone. But the water slide was already gone. That has been obviously dropped off the landscape. But going back to the changing names, taking people's names off because of what was happening in the in the Civil War, and spending time on that, I think it's a waste of time. And you can, you know, maybe outside in the outside the Congress or the assemblies, you might want to talk about this. But spending time when we've got unfunded liabilities in the trillions, when we've got problems in the Middle East, when we have or beyond problems in the Middle East, a war that we can't seem to get out of that started in 2001. We've been in Iraq since 2003, and we're still there, and we're putting more people back over there. And then we've got a presidential campaign coming up where you've got 15 or 14, I can't even keep them straight, how many Republicans are running. And you've got one person running for the Democrats. Okay, it says three. It says Bernie Sanders and this guy O'Malley out of Maryland. But aren't they, you know, they're pretenders? They're not even. They're not going to make it. They don't have any money. It's Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows it's going to be Hillary Clinton. And you've got her in there, and yet we seem to see that there's she's getting a pass by the media. I mean, it continues to go on and on and on. They're not asking questions. They're keeping the media at arm's length. They're not even taking questions from the media. She's out there in prepared crowds. They're having all types of things to protect her before the primaries and anything. I just don't quite understand this. We've got 15 people of all types, all races and genders and their political views, and they're going to be running against Hillary Clinton, and that's going to be it. I mean, that's who they're running against. I mean, they can look at Bernie Sanders and all this. She's pushing on gun control again. After Obama used the words cling to their guns and religion, he kind of much backed off on that because the American people, frankly, believe in having guns. They believe in the right to own and possess guns. And this is what all the polls say. And when you start looking at gun control as one of the things that people are interested in, it's like 12. It has a lot to do. It's way below the economy, the terrorism, all the things that are going on in our country. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Our friends over there have great, great, great selections of estate jewelry, turquoise, any type of rings, jewelry you could possibly imagine. Linda is one of her favorite shopping spots.
Well, no, I think it's just like anything else. You have a place to get your choice cleaners, your choice restaurants. Okay, so my choice jeweler is Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard, we've developed a trust and a friendship. That's where I would take my valuables to, as well as having anything fixed or get an expert advice on something. I was in there the other day, and just to say hello and let him know I'm thinking about him. He listens to the show. There was probably 10 people that came in throughout the time I was there just to get batteries for their watches. And he just really gives a great service. So anyway, let's take a break here. KCNR 1460.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. It is 65 degrees going up to 88 today with a chance of thunder showers and showers still, you know, maybe slight chance out there and a slight chance tomorrow. Of course, Sunday it's going to start getting warmer back up into the 90s and then this week into the 90s. Probably around Thursday of next week it'll be up back up in the triple digits. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts always for seniors and veterans. And it's a veteran-owned business. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, doing what no other windshield repair business does. Offers full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, another veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, one of the things I was kind of want to point out here is that the stuff that's being put into Congress, there's the flag bill and the stupid things. It's a deal on the president's part, on his party, to keep things clogged up so they don't have to deal with the real issues.
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of these are peripherals. I mean, all of a sudden we're spending all this time on flag issues, which should be a state thing. Why are we even voting on this kind of stuff when it should be? We're looking at a wars going on in the Middle East. We're looking at big bites of our freedoms being taken away by the Supreme Court, which is interesting here. I mean, we haven't really discussed HUD yet, but this is a huge thing. This one on HUD is if you take $1 of HUD money, they can come in there and then tell you how your neighborhoods have to look. They're saying is that, oh, this is where we've looked at, you know, on the civil rights, and you can't discriminate in giving jobs or any of this stuff, but my gosh, we're discriminating in housing because some people can't afford to live in certain neighborhoods. Well, if you can't afford, and usually it's like, you know, you work hard, you save your money, or you get, you know, you just, so you can build the house you want, or you're living where you want to live. Essentially, is what they're saying is, well, that's discrimination for people that don't have jobs like that, and we want to put housing there so they can live in the same areas and go to the same schools and have all the stuff. But it's based on the fact of race and not anything else.
Yeah, if you really want to see how good that worked out, go down to Vallejo and drive out north end of Vallejo through there where they put all that housing in back there for the people to have so they could be the same as looking at and look in responsible. I mean, look at like they're living in a respectable area, and those people came in there and tore those places up. They even took off they had to put metal door jams in the places to keep the people from tearing off the door jams and burning it for firewood.
Well, you know, it doesn't happen in every place, but it's just another bite into freedoms, of your individual freedoms like that. And
well,
then
it happened in Vallejo, it happened in Richmond, and it happened in Oakland. So I don't know. I think it happens throughout everywhere else too. They have this forced housing.
No, it's again. You're going back into the sharing of the redistribution of wealth in so many different ways that the Obama administration is so good at, Jim. But
yeah. But they just get off their back and let people start doing their and let private properties, businesses operate like they're supposed to, and they could have all kinds of jobs and all kinds of money.
I agree. We need to make things easier on businesses instead of harder. Look at all the things that it's just listening in a small town like Reading, how tough it is to get things built or permission to. Thanks a lot, Jim. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
You bet. Gosh, you know, Colt 45 games this weekend. We got a lot of things. Don't forget the memorial down in the Mount Shasta Mall for those who have fallen during the war on terror down there by Penny's. I'm trying to figure out how we can, you know, finish out the week with a little more humor.
Well, Oddly, how more. About the fact that today is Savannah's last day? I'm getting emails, regards from people who have loved her and say nothing but, you know, that she's such an impressive woman and that she never forgets people's names and she's gracious. And so she's been a wonderful addition. And we only hope that, you know, and want and wish for the best for Savannah. She'll be here tomorrow. And then, you know, again, for people, Savannah's been a producer here for us on Friday, Thursday nights on my show. I shall miss you deeply. And I have a summer replacement with Molly Kidd, who's just banging it up, doing a great job. And but Savannah did Thursday nights, Fridays, the weekends. I know our weekend show hosts are already like going through withdrawals, like, what are we going to do? We love Savannah. So we do have somebody sitting in today that is going to be new at the helm at Savannah's training. Should we introduce him?
I think we should.
Good morning. This is Eric.
Good morning.
And how are you, Eric?
I'm doing good.
Eric is another guy that's he works in the media and wants to come over here. And Savannah is the one that gave us his name. So if you can be, you know, half, three-fourths. But I'm sure you will be, because Savannah said, you know, has talked about you several times. And, you know, when I leave, here's a guy you ought to take a look at. And you've come across very well, and he's in here learning today.
Learning how we do our crazy makeshift.
How we do our stuff. Yep.
So, Eric, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
I'm originally from Washington State. Go Seahawks. Married, been married for 9 years. Just celebrated my 9-year anniversary this past Tuesday.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And I have two beautiful children. And, yeah, I just love them. Love my family.
Talk about a small world. Turns out that Eric and I, he's from the Yakima Valley. He went to my crosstown rival high school, Davis,
yes.
And I was playing at Eisenhower. It's a small world when it comes to that. And he gave me a catch up on what's happening in the Yakima Valley since it's been decades since I've been back there.
But so, you have a media background.
Yes, I do.
And so we love the fact that you know that you're looking at the controls and Savannah again. So we'll miss you, Savannah. Nice to have encourage. Our listeners to embrace our, you know, this is what we do. We bring in people and love them, and when they want to fly, we hope to have more knowledge as they fly.
That we can help launch them out there.
Yeah.
And Savannah does. She remembers everything except my birthday. But I wasn't going to bring that up. But since everybody
August
else says 5th, that she
August
remembers.
5th.
Do
August
not
5th.
Miss Carl's birthday.
No, I only talk about it. I don't talk about it every time I see her. Really, I don't. But it's... Okay, maybe once a month. Maybe. Because here's an employee. Savannah shows up on time. She knows what she's doing. Nothing rattles her, though the other day I got her going. Finally. The other day she's looking up and her eyes got big. It's kind of like when you're making that reach when you're rock climbing, and when you put your fingers on that little piece of rock out there and it crumbles. She had that kind of look on her face. I forget what was going on. She had like 12 phone calls coming in and... All types of stuff. Remember that the other day?
Yeah, it was.
You and me.
Our phone lines weren't working properly, and it was going over the air, and it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, that should not be going over the air right then. But then Savannah does these other things that, when you know, the Bob Belongi, who knows everything about radio, I mean everything about radio, says, oh, no, we can't do that. And I went, really? I said, Savannah does it. And you could just see him bristle. His beard stood out like 12 inches. It's only a 3-inch beard, but got out to like 12 inches long. He goes, she did? I said, yeah, Savannah does this. And so.
Love it.
So give him a run for the money, honey.
Left a little messenger. How do you do that? You know? So it's cool. Well, anyway, I'm going to miss you, Savannah, and all of us will. So we're really happy that you're still in town. You can still come by and say hello.
Yeah, bring me on. If you need someone to fill in for a day, I would love to come in.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Great.
I'd like this
Love
job
that.
For a day. You and Linda, you and that's what you're looking for. Right?
That sounds fun.
Well, you need, and also you've got a track that you're working on for me.
Yes.
That we need to.
I got some sounds coming your way.
Got the sounds coming my way here. Okay. Well, welcome, Eric. We'll see how Eric, if he still wants to even do this after today and tomorrow, as he walks away and goes, you know, those people are just a little bit too much here for me. Okay, next week.
It's a relatively calm day. I mean, sometimes we have 10 people that come just constantly coming through and trying to get the mics all leveled and, you know, people calling in and doing sound bites and, you know, you're throwing papers across to the producer saying, do the, play that song.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we do. Hey, on Monday, Record Searchlight's going to be with us in their regularly scheduled show. Carol Ferguson, I think, is going to be bringing in a couple of reporters. We can talk about what's going on with the Record Searchlight, what their big stories are, and what their big stories of the week are, and what they see happening. There's a lot of things going on in town that you ask about, you wouldn't know about if it wasn't for the Record Searchlight. And then there's other stories you think, well, why isn't that in the Record Searchlight, or why is it on the front page when it's obviously something that's not. You know, that important. I mean, these are just things that I like finding out from them and finding out about what's going on with the Record Searchlight. What are they looking at right now? The future of the Record Searchlight, because it's the only paper we have here, not counting, of course, the Shasta Lantern, which is online. But it's going to be a good show. So, hey, everybody have a great weekend. Don't forget to go to Mount Shasta Mall and see that memorial of those who have fallen in defense of our country from California here. Down at Penny's, baseball games, Dancing with the Stars.
And The View on Sunday.
We'll see you there at 11:30 on Sunday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
The South Carolina State Capitol, the flag lowered for the final time this morning as onlookers cheered. It was a dignified ceremony, lasted just a few minutes. The flag debate heated up after 9 black churchgoers were fatally shot, allegedly by a white gunman. Myra Thompson was one of the victims. Her daughter, Denise Quarles, was on hand as the flag came down this morning.
I miss my mom, but I know my mom is smiling down from heaven.
The stars and bars will now reside in a Confederate relic room. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew cautiously optimistic that Greece's latest offer could resolve that debt standoff, allowing the country to stay in the eurozone. There's word the Iran nuclear talks underway in Vienna will continue into the weekend after several previous...